Welcome to Swiss Info, a roundup of the biggest stories from this week in Switzerland, plus the business and cultural highlights.
Hello and welcome to our weekly wrap for April the 9th. I'm Justin Hane. Making news this week, Iran and the United States hold secret talks in Geneva. Switzerland's business lobby worries about protectionism, and the country's biggest rapper releases his fourth album. Surprise, he's gotten political. But first, Switzerland wants a greater say in how major economies draft their offshore tax policies. The country is seeking to avoid a repeat of sanction threats made by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The 30-country body, which Switzerland is a part of, had said it would move to blacklist the country amid increasing pressure from countries like the United States, Germany, and France, which say Switzerland's banking secrecy laws caused them billions in tax losses. Switzerland ended up promising to relax banking secrecy, somewhat, and was rewarded with appearing on a less serious grey list. OECD Secretary General Angel Gurría said on April 7th that Switzerland would not be subject to sanctions and that he was happy the country was cooperating. The next day, Finance Minister Hans-Rudolf Merz said Switzerland would not accept deals that it did not help negotiate.
This is something we will not accept anymore. We will make sure Switzerland is participating when it comes to defining the criteria so that something like this does not happen again.
Switzerland's business lobby on April 6th said it was concerned about governments around the world imposing protectionist measures in the midst of the global economic crisis. Economie Suisse called on the government to limit short-term measures intended to prop up the domestic economy, to align itself with other export-oriented countries, and to implement more liberal economic policies. Both the United States and France have crafted their stimulus packages to favor domestic firms, and other countries' barriers include tariffs and restrictions on foreign takeovers. Pascal Gentinetta is the director of Economie Suisse.
Protectionism is increasing around the world. The last G20 summit didn't bring good signs in that way. We think it's very important in order to bring welfare around the globe that trade barriers will fall down. For the next steps, it's important not to increase taxes. We think that it's the wrong moment to implement these measures, and so we ask to postpone these tax increasings.
A Geneva newspaper reported on April 7th that representatives from the United States, Iran, Europe, and Israel have been holding informal talks in the city. Le Temps, a French-language daily, says that up to 400 people have attended the secret meetings, the last of which were reportedly held from March 6th to March 8th. Washington and Tehran broke off diplomatic relations 30 years ago in the wake of Iran's Islamic Revolution, and Switzerland has been representing the U.S. interests in the Persian state ever since. Earlier this week, Swiss Foreign Minister Micheline Calmy-Rey said she was aware of the ongoing contacts over the past several years, but said the government has not played an active role. Also in Geneva, Libya this week announced it would sue city authorities because they arrested the son of the country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, last July. Hannibal Gaddafi, his wife, and the Libyan state filed papers on April 8th, claiming damages for what they call a disproportionate arrest. The son of the North African dictator was charged with assault. Hannibal has been attached to a string of violent incidences across Europe, but in this case, he says police used excessive force and brutality and that he was deliberately humiliated. The bail set at the time, 500,000 francs, was astronomical, the complaint reads. In 2002, Muammar Gaddafi paid $21 million for a minor stake in an Italian football club. Pilots are flying high in Switzerland. In a survey by the Reader's Digest magazine, 94% of people said they had fairly high or very high confidence in aviators. Closely behind were firefighters, they made the list in all 16 European countries, followed by the medical profession and farmers. Politicians finished in last place. It's been over a week since April Fool's Day, but ever since, readers have commented on a piece Swiss Info published on the first of the month. It was about Geneva doctors who had confirmed the existence of a translucent, milky white third arm on a woman. A couple of astute readers, sensing shenanigans, called us out on it.
An interesting story, but pretty armless.
April 1st.
In fact, the report was 100% true. Reader R. Ganesh from India wasn't fooled.
Certainly not a joke. Such neurological problems are serious and very much a reality. Many of us underestimate the complexity of the brain and mind.
And D. from Switzerland attempted an epistemological explanation.
Everyone has a physical body and a spiritual or astral body, a complete duplicate of the physical one. This is why when a limb is amputated, they feel like it is still there, or in this case, the woman is seeing her astral part. Science is limited in this way because they don't or can't correlate the two.
This week, the rapper Stress released his fourth studio album, Des Rois, Des Pions et Des Fous. Kings, Pawns, and Fools. Not one to mince words, Stress through his music has taken on public figures and addressed issues including integration and the environment in his native French language. We reached him by phone to talk about music and politics. Stress, thank you for joining us. Let's talk first about music, and tell me about Swiss hip-hop and what makes it different from the music produced in other countries.
I think it's less of an industry and people really take maybe more time or invest themselves more into producing their albums, and it's more based on the passion, as there's not like so much money to make out of it. So people make music together because they like doing it. That's the big difference, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You've never been shy about taking controversial stances. This time around, in your track, Le Peur de l'Autre, you talk about love, hate, discrimination, and manipulation. In Shoot, you've written that you have nothing to prove. You refer to people who try to discredit and ridicule you. And in Saint Profil, you refer to pawns, oil from Sudan, and weapons from China. Tell me more about your politics.
I think I'm someone who lives in his world and who has the opportunity to express himself about things that happen to him. And I think it's important that artists keep this freedom of speech and that they speak their mind, because they are one of the media that is not controlled by politics, so they are not controlled by some media partners or media. I think in this sense it's really important that artists keep saying what they think.
Have your political views evolved in any way?
I don't think so. I think we still have a hell of a job to do until we get where we need to go. It's the first step to get Christophe Bloch out of there. But as long as we keep seeing posters like we see, I think there's quite some work to do.
Mm-hmm. You are Estonian by birth and came to Switzerland as a child. I'm wondering what your feelings were in the lead-up in February to Switzerland's referendum on free movement to people from Romania and Bulgaria.
You know, I understand the fears of everyone. I can imagine that people cannot relate to them. I can imagine that sometimes the European train goes pretty fast for us. But at one point, we'll have to find our ways, you know. The world keeps evolving and we need to evolve with them. We also have a lot of foreigners in our country. And to think that these people, I would say, are not going to count in the future, or that they're going to go away, it's an illusion. So we have to live with it.
In Switzerland, we refer to people from abroad as Ausländer or foreigners. Now, looking a little bit philosophically, you're somebody who uses words for a living. I'm wondering, have you thought about the power that words can have in the way that we frame certain issues?
But definitely just gives a certain color, can can give a certain direction, and that's why I think we need to be extremely careful, and that's why political parties like the SVP are extremely strong, because they gave the people the impression that they are talking extremely frankly, and then that they are the only honest politicians, but it's just a matter of words.
On your website, there's a portrait of you with your mouth covered by a Swiss flag. Can you tell me what this image represents?
For me, it represents the Switzerland that we don't want to hear about, the Switzerland that wants to be independent, the Switzerland that wants to look into the future, the Switzerland that is mixed with all the nationalities that are existing in this country. And I have sometimes the impression that this is a kind of Switzerland that we want to ignore.
And do you see yourself more as a social commentator or as an entertainer?
I think nowadays when you're in the public eye, you're anyway a bit of a both. You know, it would be too easy to say, no, I'm just an entertainer, because on the right you will have a social role. So I think you just have to be conscious that when you're an entertainer today, you're taken seriously, you're listened to, so you have to take your responsibilities when you speak.
Do you think you would ever run for office?
No.
How come?
Because it has to do with the freedom of speech, or the freedom of speaking your mind. And when you're into politics, or when you're into... You have to compromise extremely, and you cannot just say, fuck, I think it sucks. That's the problem, because in politics, we can't say that. But the problem is 90% of the people say it. So there's not a connection there. And for me, it's important that politicians should be well connected to the real people.
Mm-hmm. Last question for you, and that's a little bit about language. So English has obviously gained a foothold in popular culture around the world. Now, you rap in French, you're popular in German-speaking Switzerland as well, and you've said in the past that you stick to the language that you use every day. Has that changed at all?
Honestly, I don't think I would be good enough in doing it in English. Rap is something you have to have this language under your skin, and French is something I have under my skin. English is something I can talk to you and talk with you. It's no problem, but I don't think it would work in rap.
Thanks very much.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Take care and good luck.
You too. Take care.
And that just about brings us to the end of our time for the week. Thanks for listening, and go to swissinfo.ch to learn more about these stories or to download this program as a podcast. But before we go, this is Stress and a track called V. Until we meet again, I'm Justin Hannan.
J'ai les jeunes, les trafics sont à l'affiche. L'argent facile, facile, façon tacite. Sur les graphiques, je vois qu'elle s'agite. La violence est une machine à flic. On la fabrique, on l'éradique. Chaque jour, chaque tapage médiatique. Plus c'est tragique, plus c'est la panique. Surtout quand elle est gratuite. On se tape puis on sort les couteaux. On fume plus, on se de la coco. On boit plus, on finira à l'hosto. On baisse plus, sans faire comme Rocco. Tout est fait dans l'excès à croire qu'on s'exerce exprès de la cour de récré. On est accro à l'extrême. On voit l'intellect, c'est où la cesser. Elle est verbale, familiale, conjugale et surtout parentale. Peu partout, elle est scolaire, policière, pénale, glaciale et animale. Peu partout, elle est surtout mentale. Certains perdent des pédales pour les sous-sous pendant que l'État dresse son constat social. La réponse est la répression, pas de réflexion sur les causes de la rébellion, c'est la régression. Avoir l'économie n'est pas la seule en récession. Les mères se surmènent, les pères ne subviennent plus aux besoins de la famille et se surprennent. À cogner donc quand la violence est urbaine, la détresse est humaine. J'vais baiser comme on m'a baisé, hey. Blessé comme on m'a blessé, testé comme on m'a testé, eh. Brisé comme on m'a brisé, blessé comme on m'a brisé.